The Traveler's Journal,
April 29th.
Passing through Portugal. Slightly larger than the state of Maine, the country of Portugal graces Europe's southwest corner with a wide variety of climates and terrain. Steep, silvery mountains surround the city of Porto in the north. Moving south, there's Estremadura, a province of olive-green hills that define Portugal's Atlantic coast. Nearby Fatima has been one of the Catholic world's most visited pilgrimages since 1917. Urban Lisbon, with its Alfama Old Quarter and recent World's Fair, is rich with cultural treasures and modern delights. Its Estoril suburbs are dotted with rare jewels, such as Sintra and Óbidos, and the southern coast is painted with the pastel hues of the Algarve, a laid-back riviera with chic beach towns like Tavira, Silves, and Lagos. Especially inviting are Portugal's Pousadas, its 38 government-owned inns set in historic or scenic spots. Half are modern, but the rest are ancient castles, convents, fortresses, and mansions that have been lovingly restored and are beautifully maintained. Their rooms feature antique furniture, elegantly tiled bathrooms, and spectacular vistas. In addition to fine dining, many offer pools and tennis courts. Most Pousadas have fewer than 25 rooms, which now, in spring season, are running at about $150 a night. Portugal encompasses all the history, culture, and pleasurable diversion any sophisticated traveler could want, and with the reputation of being something of a European travel bargain. To top it off, the Portuguese people are unique in all the world. Check us on the World Wide Web at www.travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.